从来追求明白遵行神的旨意。
And we're all pursuing after the will of God.
叫我们的心实在是何等的满了喜乐。
And so that our hearts were filled with joy.
早晨愿意借着主的话语和弟兄姐妹一同交通一件事情。
Today, through the word of God, I want to fellowship one thing with friends and sisters.
这件事情其实也是从上个主日在加州那个冬令会当中主借着弟兄们所释放的心意。
It's also through the winter fellowship from the brothers that delivered the messages.
就愿意把主在那里所说的话，主在那里所赐的恩典，也能够带到休斯顿这里的弟兄姐妹中间。
And I also want to share the message with the brothers and sisters in Houston.
那因为总共有差不多有十堂十一堂的信息。
There were 10 to 11 messages.
所以我不可能把这十堂十一堂的信息全部浓缩成一堂。
So I could not condense everything into one sermon.
我就着我心里头一点点的负担和弟兄姐妹来交通。
So I will share with you a little burden in my heart.
我们今天可能会读比较多一点的圣经。
We may have to read a lot more passages in the Bible today.
但是我们就边交通，我们边读主的话语。
We will read the word of God as we fellowship.
我们请弟兄姐妹先打开到圣经的诗篇第一篇。
Please turn to the Psalms, Psalm 1.
在旧约圣经当中诗篇第一篇。
In the Old Testament, Psalm 1.
我们就读一到三节。
We'll read verse 1-3.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, and he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
这是我早晨今天早晨的题目，就是一棵栽在溪水旁的树。
And this is my topic this morning, a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
或者是说栽在溪水旁的许多的树。
Or in other words, many trees that are firmly planted by streams of water.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨召聚我们在你面前来吃你喝你来敬拜赞美你。
Lord, we thank you that this morning you gathered us before you so that we can eat of you and drink of you and worship you.
主，我们实在是感受到你的同在是我们最大的满足。
We truly could feel your presence and that is our biggest enjoyment.
主，当你的心意满足的时候，也是我们最大的喜乐。
Lord, when you are satisfied, that is our biggest joy.
主，我们实在是仰望你，继续向我们施恩。
We look to you to be gracious upon us.
主，当我们来思想你的话语的时候，主你的恩典来向我们涌流。
When we meditate upon your words, may your grace pour out in us.
主，求圣灵的恩膏，主能够在讲的、翻译的和听的人身上，主来涂抹。
May the anointing oil of the Spirit be on the brother who speak and the translation and people who hear.
主，好叫我们所交通的都是出于你。
So that all we fellowship will be out of you.
好叫你的心意主能够在我们身上得着成就。
And may your will be done in our midst.
叫你的名得着荣耀。
So that your name will be glorified.
帮助我们。
Help us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 这里说到唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
Here it talks about his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
主的话说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And the word of the Lord says that he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
按时后结果子，叶子不枯干。
Which yields its fruit in its season and its leaf does not wither.
所以我们看见在这里，喜爱耶和华的律法，也就是以神的话语为可喜悦的是有福的。
So we can see that how blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, which is the word of the Lord.
也唯有喜爱耶和华的律法才能够昼夜思想，这个人是有福的。
And blessed is he who delights in meditating his law in his law day and night.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹平常在你们心思有空的时候我们都想些什么。
I don't know when, brothers and sisters, when you have free time, what your heart meditates upon.
我们觉得好像太多事情是要想的。
There are a lot of things that we need to think about.
但在这里我们看见 能够昼夜思想神的律法。
Here we see this, he is meditating in his law day and night.
唯有能够将神的话语看为可喜悦、可宝贝的。
If you can consider the word of law to be precious and joyful.
主的话说，这人是有福的。
And the Lord, the word of the Lord says, how blessed is the man.
不仅他个人是有福。
Not only is he individually blessed.
他也能够叫别人蒙福。
He can also let other people be blessed.
因为他像一棵树。
Because he is like a tree.
他按时候结果子。
Because it yields its fruit in its season.
叫人可以得着享受，可以得着满足。
So the man can get satisfaction and be filled.
他的叶子也不枯干。
And its leaf does not wither.
叫人在炎夏之时可以得着遮阴。
So that in the heat of the summer, people can get shadow.
所以我们看见这样的一个人，他不仅他自己蒙福。
So we see that such a person, not only is he himself blessed,
他也能够叫周围接触到他的人也同样的蒙福。
He can also let other people around him be blessed.
不仅如此，他也能够叫神的心意得着满足。
Not only so, he can also make the heart of God be satisfied.
在上一周的加州的冬令会中，
In last week's winter conference in
California, 有一位讲员弟兄分享到在他们聚会当中的一位老弟兄。
A brother shared about an elderly brother in their midst.
这老弟兄他从前呢是在天主教的背景。
This elderly brother came from the Catholic system.
所以他没有什么机会，太多机会呢，好好的读神的话。
So he did not have much opportunity to read the word of the Lord.
在2002年，在弟兄服事的教会当中，有一次的夏令会。
In 2002, there's a summer conference in this brother's.
这个老弟兄呢，他是第一次参加这个基督徒的夏令特会。
This elderly brother came to the summer conference with Christians for the first time of his life.
当我们这位服事的弟兄看见这老弟兄参加到夏令会营地的时候
，So when our serving brother saw that this elderly brother came to the summer campsite,
他发现这个老弟兄的脸啊长长的。
He saw that this elderly brother's face was long cast.
不太高兴的样子。
He was not too happy.
他就问他说：“老弟兄，你怎么好像不太高兴
？”So he asked the elderly brother, "Why are you not so happy?"
所以老弟兄就告诉这位服事的弟兄说：“他早晨刚刚去做完检查。
”So this elderly brother told our serving brother that he just went for a medical checkup.
发现他的心脏的那个瓣膜里头有一个瓣膜坏掉了。
And there was one of the valves in his heart that is malfunctioning.
因为这在心脏里头的瓣膜坏掉呢，必须要做一个很大的手术。
Because it's a valve in the heart, he has to undergo a huge surgery.
是一个开心的手术。
It is an open heart surgery.
不仅将胸腔打开
，You have to open up your chest.
还得要把真的把心打开来。
You also have to open up your heart.
然后能够来装一个人工的瓣膜在心脏的里头。
And then you can put in an artificial valve in your heart.
就是老弟兄呢，心情就比较低沉。
So the elderly brother was a little bit downcast.
但是在夏令会之后。
But after the summer conference,
这老弟兄做完手术，他必须要服用那个稀释血液的药。
After the surgery, this elderly brother had to take a blood thinner.
因为这个那个稀释血的药呢，就让他整个人呢非常不舒服。
This blood thinning medication made him really sick.
还非常的软弱、虚弱。
And he was also very weak and frail.
他不太能够来到弟兄姐妹中间来参加聚会。
And he was not able to come to meetings too often.
但这位老弟兄呢，他在家里头呢，他就开始读神的话语。
However, this elderly brother started to read the word of God at his own house.
他从创世纪就一卷一卷书一直读一直读。
And from the book of Genesis, he read book after book.
那在2002年之后好几年的时间，因为他不太能够来参加聚会。
After 2002, because he could not come to meetings too often.
所以就有弟兄姐妹呢去探望这位老弟兄。
So brothers and sisters would go and visit him.
希望能够给他有一些安慰和鼓励。
To give him encouragement and hope.
但是很稀奇的是
But what is amazing is that
当弟兄姐妹去探望这位老弟兄
When brothers and sisters would go visit him
反而从他身上得着了安慰，得着了鼓励。
They got comforted and consoled from this elderly brother.
弟兄姐妹就觉得很奇怪，怎么有这样的事情。
Brothers and sisters thought this was very strange.
到去年2009年，这位老弟兄被主接走。
In the year 2009, this elderly brother went with the Lord.
在他的追思聚会当中
，In his memorial service,
有许多的弟兄姐妹做这样的见证。
Many brothers and sisters make this testimony.
就是当中在那弟兄生病的七年当中
，In the 7 years when our brother was sick,
弟兄姐妹是如何的能够从这样一个从外面看来软弱的老弟兄身上 得着鼓励，得着帮助。
How brothers and sisters could got comfort and help from this outwardly frail elderly brother.
后来这位老弟兄的家属呢，就告诉这位服侍主的弟兄一件事情。
And the family members of this elderly brother told the serving brother.
其实他们是先拿了一大叠的那个笔记本给了这位服侍的弟兄。
They took a huge amount of notebooks to the serving brother.
不止这样子，是更多。
This much.
这些笔记本是什么呢？
Well, what are these notebooks?
就是这位老弟兄在他生病的七年当中，他读圣经他所写下来的心得。
It was the this elderly brother wrote down all what he was going through his mind as he read through the Bible.
虽然老弟兄从前没有机会来好好读神的话语。
Even though the elderly brother did not have the opportunity to read the word of God.
但在那一段他身体软弱的当中，他抓住那个机会。
But in the time when his body was frail, he seized upon the opportunity.
他虽然不能够和弟兄姐妹在一起。
Even though he could not be physically with brothers and sisters.
但是他天天的来读主的话语，来渴慕主的话语。
However, he read the word of the Lord daily, and he had desire to read the word of the Lord.
就把他读神的话语以后的感想、心得、收获都写在这个笔记本上。
And all his thoughts and what he gleaned from reading the word, he put it in these notebooks.
七年下来，他写了这么厚厚的一叠。
So after 7 years, it was so many notebooks.
所以我们就知道为什么弟兄姐妹来探望他的时候，反而能够从这位老弟兄身上得着帮助。
So we could see why brothers and sisters could gain comfort and help from this elderly brother when they visited him.
因为我们的老弟兄就像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Because our elderly brother was just like a tree firmly planted by rivers of water.
他喜爱耶和华的律法。
And he loves the word of God.
他昼夜的思想。
And he meditates on his law day and night.
我们看见从他身上就结出那许多生命的果子。
And you can see that out of him, it bears much fruit of life.
叫那去探望他的弟兄姐妹反而都得着帮助。
So that all the princesses who went to visit him have been helped.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
我们看见在旧约中的大卫也给我们一个很好的例子。
We can also see David has given us good examples in the Old Testament.
圣经中诗篇里头收录了许许多多大卫所写的诗歌。
We know that in the book of Psalms, it collected many psalms written by David.
我们就知道大卫从他幼童的时候在那里牧羊，他就常常在那里思想主的话语。
From his youth as a shepherd boy, he meditated upon the word of God.
我们实在相信他真的是在那里昼夜的思想。
We truly believe that he meditated upon the word of God day and night.
为什么我们知道呢？
How do we know that?
因为当大卫他一生经过许多的苦难之后，
Because after much affliction in his life,
甚至在那苦难的当中，
Even during the affliction,
当时以色列王扫罗在那里要追杀他，
At the time the king of Israel, King Saul, wanted to kill him.
在大卫逃亡的当中，
When David was escaping from Saul,
看见他是如何的仰望主。
You can see how he has put his hope in the Lord.
他如何的倚靠主。
And how he has relied on the Lord.
他在那里思想主的话语。
And he meditated upon the word of the Lord.
到主所定的时候，他做了以色列的王。
At the appointed time of the Lord, he became the king of Israel.
当大卫做了以色列的王之后，
After he became the king of Israel,
我们看见他做了三件很重要的事情。
He did three important things.
第一件就是攻打耶路撒冷。
First, to capture Jerusalem.
我们就觉得很奇怪，为什么大卫呢？他要去攻打耶路撒冷。
We are amazed by why David would be moved to capture Jerusalem.
我们相信呢，是因为他在读主的话语，在昼夜思想的当中。
We think that it is during the process where he meditated upon his word day and night.
主就让他看见那主所为自己拣选他民居所的地方就是在耶路撒冷。
The Lord enabled him to see through the word of the Lord that he has chosen Jerusalem to be the place where his name would dwell.
因为耶路撒冷是神心意所拣选的。
Because Jerusalem was chosen by the desire of the Lord.
是要成为神的名的居所。
It would become the dwelling place of his name.
所以呢，大卫第一件事做完以后，他就去攻打耶路撒冷。
So the first thing he did after he became king was to capture Jerusalem.
第二件事。
Second.
他就去寻找约柜。
He looked for the ark.
因为他知道约柜是神的见证。
Because he knew that the ark was the testimony of the Lord.
他知道呢，约柜是神心中的宝贝。
He knew that the ark was the treasure in God's heart.
在那之前，虽然以色列 在以色列当中，他们也在那里，在示罗那里敬拜神。
Even though before this time the Israelites worshipped God in Shiloh.
但是扫罗做王的时候。
However, during the reign of King Saul.
他们在神的面前，在那里也有敬拜，也有服事。
They also had worship and they also had service.
但是他们却没有人来想要寻找那失落的约柜。
However, no one thought about looking for the lost ark.
当大卫做王之后。
After David became king,
他不仅攻取了耶路撒冷,
not only did he capture Jerusalem,
他在那里全心全意地来寻找约柜,
he looked for the ark with all his heart.
他甚至于说他不容他的眼睛睡觉,
he even said that he would not let his eyes to slumber.
他渴慕神心意中所渴慕的,
because he desired what God desired.
所以他就把约柜找着了,
so he found the ark.
在基列耶林那边找着了以后呢, 就把他运回到耶路撒冷。
He found it in Kiriath Jearim, and so he moved it back to Jerusalem.
第三件事。
Thirdly,
他就起意要为神建造圣殿。
He started to have the desire to build a temple for the Lord.
我们知道神乃是不住在人手所造的宫殿里头。
We know that God does not live in a palaces made by hands of men.
但大卫有一个心意，他愿意神的约柜有一个居所。
But he has, David has this desire to find a dwelling place for the ark.
他就起意要为耶和华建圣殿。
So he decided to build a temple for the Lord God.
虽然因为他流人血的手不能为耶和华建殿。
Even though his hands has bled much blood and he could not build the temple himself.
但他就为了这个建耶和华的圣殿呢，预备了许多的材料。
But he has prepared much materials for the building of the temple.
所以我们看见大卫他也是像那一棵树栽在溪水旁。
So we see that David is also like that tree firmly planted by streams of water.
因为他喜爱耶和华的律法。
Because he loved the law of the Lord.
他昼夜的思想。
And he meditates in his law day and night.
他就明白了神的心意。
Therefore he understood the will of God.
他能够遵行神的心意。
And he could also obey the will of God.
他能够叫神的心意得着满足。
And he also can satisfy the heart of God.
所以这里诗篇说到一棵树栽在溪水旁。
So here it talks about a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
这个溪水呢也很重要。
And this streams of water is also very important.
因为溪水就成为这个树一切的供应。
Because this, the streams of water became all the provision for this tree.
这棵树所需要的营养、所需要的滋润，都从这个水、溪水而来。
All the nutrition and water that this tree desires is from these streams of water.
这个溪水从哪里来的呢
？So where did these streams of water come from?
它的源头是什么？是哪里
？Where is the source?
它是要流往哪里去
？And where is it flowing to?
我想我们看一下圣经创世纪第一章。
We can look to Genesis chapter 1.
对不起，我们先读第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
我们读创世纪第二章第十节。
Let's look at Genesis 2:10.
第九节的末了。
Toward the end of verse 9.
园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
The Tree of life also in the midst of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
有河从伊甸流出来滋润那园子从那里分为四道。
Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden and from there it divided and became four rivers.
我们再读第一章的第二节。
Let's also read chapter 1 verse 2. 我们
读后半节。
The last part of verse 2.
神的灵运行在水面上。
The Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
我们知道当神造了人之后把人放在神所为人预备的那个伊甸的园子里头。
We know that after God created man, he put man in the Garden of Eden.
在园中有许多的树。
In the garden, there were many trees.
在这里神特别提到有一棵生命树。
Here, God particularly mentioned the tree of life.
神就盼望他所造的人在园中呢能够来享用这个生命树。
And God desired for the men that he created to enjoy this tree of life.
叫他们不仅能够得着生命并且得着那丰盛的生命。
So that men not only gain life, but life abundant.
在这里呢有一条河。
And here there's also a river.
这条河呢就滋润那个园子。
This river watered the garden.
所以我们看见这个生命树呢也是从这个河里头呢河水里头呢得着滋润得着供应。
So we also see that the tree of life gained its watering from this river.
那这条河是指着什么呢？
What does this river refer to?
我们看见这个河就是那圣灵的河。
We can see that this is the river of the Holy Spirit.
就是神的灵在那里来滋润他所造的这些树。
It is the Spirit of God that waters all the trees that he created.
我们在读圣经我们就跳到最后启示录。
Let's move to the back of the Bible, the Revelation.
启示录第二十二章。
Revelation 22.
我们就读第一、第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2.
启示录二十二章第一节，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Revelation 22:1, and he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
在河的这边和那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
In the middle of the streets and on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
所以我们看见创世纪的这条河一直流流流流到最末了的时候，我们看见它乃是成为那从神和羔羊宝座所流出来的那条生命的河。
So we see that this river in Genesis kept flowing and flowing, and at the end it became this water of life that flow out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
而启示录这里所说到这生命的河呢，它乃是在新耶路撒冷的圣城当中来滋润那河边两边呢许多的树。
And this river of the water of life also waters all the trees on this side and that side of the river.
这生命的河就使那河边的
And this river of the water of life enables the tree of life to bear all kinds of fruit.
十二样果子每月都结果子。
12 kinds of fruit yielding its fruit every month.
那树上的叶子呢还能够医治万民。
And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
而这个图画让我们看见，从神起初到最末了的时候，我们看见神的灵在那里一直在工作。
This picture shows us that the Spirit of God has been working from the very beginning to the very end.
但是在第二章创世第二章那边，让我们看见这条河呢，它有四个分岔。
And we can also see that there are four divisions of this river.
我们看见我们的思想，为什么这条河呢会有四个分岔？
And we try to meditate why there are four divisions of this river.
我们看见圣灵在那里历世历代当中，这河在那里滋润许多的生命树。
And throughout generations, this river of life waters all kinds of trees of life.
这圣灵的河就在那里来供应那爱慕耶和华话语的人。
So the Holy Spirit is nourishing all the people who love the Word of God.
叫这些生命的树呢身上呢能够结出结满的果子。
So that these trees of life would bear much fruit.
不仅叫人可以得着享受。
So that not only man can gain enjoyment.
更是叫神的心意能够得着满足。
It also enabled God's heart to be satisfied.
这就是圣灵的河在历史历代当中的工作。
So this is the work of that spirit, a river of spirit through all generations.
如果我们记得在亚伯拉罕要为以撒寻找他的一位妻子的时候。
As we remember when Abraham was seeking.
找到了利百加。
So he sent his old servant to find Rebecca.
我们知道利百加就是将来成为以撒的妻子。
We know that Rebecca then became wife of Isaac.
而这位老仆人所预表的就是圣灵。
And the old servant is a typology of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见在摩押女子的身上也是如此。
We also see the same picture in the Moabite woman.
摩押女子。摩押女子呢，她原本是外邦人，与神无份无关。
This Moabite woman was a Gentile, and he had no portion in God.
但是因着拿俄米呢，她就被带到了波阿斯的面前。
Because of Naomi, she was led in front of Boaz.
我们知道拿俄米所预表的也就是圣灵。
And we know that Naomi also is a typology of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道莫迪改所预表
Spirit.
他在那里预备，在那里带领以斯帖。
He prepared and he led Esther.
到后了，到末了的时候，以斯帖就成为那个王后。
At the end, Esther became queen.
我们看见那是圣灵在那里工作。
We see how the Holy Spirit has been working.
当到了五旬节，我们看见圣灵从天而降。
We see that at the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit poured out from heaven.
这圣灵的河就流到了那耶路撒冷的那小楼上。
And the river of the Holy Spirit flowed into the upper room in Jerusalem.
我们看见教会的诞生。
We see that the church was born.
教会不仅诞生。
Not only was the church born.
圣灵在那里滋润，在那里供应这位从圣灵而生的教会。
The Holy Spirit watered and nourished this church.
我们看见在那里一直工作，一直工作。
And the Holy Spirit kept working.
看着圣灵的河一段一不断的在那里分叉。
And the river of the Holy, we can see the many, many trees of life.
在那里成为神的满足。
And they all became the satisfaction of God.
成为神的享受。
And they all became enjoyment of God.
我们看见到最末了的时候。
We see that at the very end.
就如以弗所书一章第九节那边所说的。
Just like Ephesians 5:9 says.
在时候满足，神要叫天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
At the right time, all things shall be summed up in Christ Jesus.
所以我们看见到末了，启示录那里看见这条河就不再分叉了。
So we see that in at the end, very end in Revelation, this river no longer has any divisions.
在那里我们看见从神和羔羊的宝座那里流出这生命的河水。
We see that this river of water of life came out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
继续在那里滋润河边的许多的生命树。
It is continues to water the many trees of life near the river.
我们看见这条河的重要。
We see the importance of this river.
看见这个树必须
firmly planted by this river of the water of life.
我们必须要从圣灵得着一切的供应。
We have to gain all our provision from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里头来滋润我们。
And the Holy Spirit would also nourish us.
来供应我们。
And to make provision for us.
好像我们这个人就像那一棵树一样。
So that we as a person would be like that tree.
能够按时候结果子。
Yield, we would yield our fruit in its season.
叶子也不枯干。
And our leaf does not wither.
所以早晨呢，就愿意和弟兄姊妹一同来思想，那这棵树呢，如何栽在溪水旁
？So I want to meditate with you how this tree can be planted by the streams of water.
我们姐妹翻译的很好，这棵树呢是被栽在溪水旁。
This tree is being planted by the streams.
栽在这圣灵的溪水的旁边。
God plants us by the river of the Holy Spirit.
把我们栽在那生命水的旁边。
He plants us by the water of life.
叫我们从这生命河的水呢，得着滋润，得着供应。
So that we can get watering and nourishment and provision from this river.
叫我们不仅因着信耶稣，我们得着他的生命。
Not only did we gain life from believing in Jesus.
只要借着圣灵供应我们这生命一切的需要。
Through the provision of the Holy Spirit, God wants to provide all we need in life.
叫主的生命在我们里头更加的丰盛。
So that the life of the Lord can be more abundant within us.
叫我们就像那一棵栽在溪水旁的树。
So that we will be like that tree firmly planted by the streams of water.
能够按时候结果子。
Which yields its fruit in its season.
叫神得着享受，得着满足。
So that God can gain satisfaction and enjoyment.
也叫周围的人得着享受，得着满足。
So that all the people around them can gain satisfaction and enjoyment.
所以这个树呢，它必须要栽在溪水旁。怎么从这个河水里头得着供应呢？
And how can this tree get provision from the streams of water?
它的根必须要在地底下。
Its root of this tree has to be inside the ground.
它的根必须要从河水里头呢，能够吸取它所需要的那个水分。
The roots has to gain the water from the river.
我记得啊，应该是去年前年，我们那飓风啊，艾克袭击休斯顿。
I remember the year before last, Hurricane Ike attacked Houston.
我记得那个魏伯伯妈妈他们家门口有一棵大树。
I remember the brother and sister Wei's house, in front of their house, there was a big tree.
那个树呢，就因为这风灾就受损了。
And because of the hurricane, the tree suffered loss.
后来他们就把它整个树就锯掉了。
So they had the whole tree cut down.
我就看那在地上面，再有这么一点点，那个树干很粗的树干，但就这么一点点在地面以上。
You could just see a little stump above ground.
看了觉得很可怜。
You saw that and you thought it was deplorable.
就好像什么都没有了。
As if nothing, there was nothing left.
但是过不到一年的时间。
However, not less than in a year's time.
我每个礼拜有机会到他们家。
Every week, I have the opportunity to go to their house.
刚开始都没有注意到。
Initially, I didn't even notice.
我就发现那个树啊，不知道怎么样子就自己长起来了。
Then I realized that this tree started to grow by itself.
又过一阵子又长得很快。
And after a very short while, it started to grow fast.
树干还是那样的粗壮。
The stump was very strong.
那高度越来越高。
But it's growing taller and taller.
比人还高。
It's taller than a man.
然后枝子开始长出来了。
And branches started to grow.
绿叶子长出来了。
And green leaves started to grow.
我在想说那个树怎么长的。
I was like, how did this tree grow?
我想啊，那个树啊，就是昼夜在那里生长。
I think that this tree was growing day and night.
我们睡觉的时候呢，它也在长。
When we were sleeping, it was growing.
我们在那里忙忙碌的时候呢，它还在长。
When we were toiling, it was sleeping. It was growing.
为什么呢？
Why?
就是因为它的根。
It's because of its roots.
它的根扎在地底下。
Its roots were firmly planted underground.
它从那地下的那个水啊，它就吸取那个营养。
From underground, it absorbs nutrition.
它从地底下的那个水得到供应。
And from underground, it gained water.
它就昼夜的一直长，一直长，一直长。
So it grows day and night.
我觉得现在已经长得就像大树一样。
Now it's like a real big tree.
所以今天早晨的负担就在于说，我们怎么样子能够来扎根。
So this morning, I wanted to share with you my burden about how to grow roots downward.
就像这棵树啊，它根扎得好。
This tree has very good roots.
你发现它就昼夜呢，就不断的成长。
So that it can grow day and night.
然后呢，就长满了叶子。
And it has is full of leaves.
那就结出果子来。
And it also bears fruit.
当然，魏伯伯他们家那个树不是果树。
Brother Wei's tree is not a fruit tree.
我在我们身上呢，神是要得着他所喜悦的果子。
But from us, God does want to see fruit.
我们再读一处的经文，在先知以赛亚书。
Let's read a further passage in the Bible in Isaiah.
在旧约圣经以赛亚书第37章。
Isaiah chapter 37.
以赛亚书37章，我们从30节读到32节。
We'll read Isaiah 37, 30-32.
我来给大家读。以色列人啊，我赐给你们一个证据，你们今年要吃自身的，明年也要吃自长的，至于后年，你们要耕种、收割、栽植葡萄园，吃其中的果子。
Verse 30, then this shall be the sign for you. You shall eat this year what grows of itself, in the second year what springs from the same, and in the third year sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit.
31节，由大家所逃脱剩余的，人要往下扎根，向上结果。
Verse 31, and the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
必有剩余的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this.
这里面这里所说的是一件非常重要的事情。
This mentioned a very important thing here.
因为这里神给以色列人一个证据。
Because here God gave the Israelites a sign.
这个证据呢，在以赛亚书前面的地方也用过一次。
Earlier in Isaiah, it also mentioned about another sign.
就讲到神给以色列人一个兆头。
And that God gave the Israelites a sign.
那个兆头是讲什么事呢？
What is the sign about?
就是说到必有童女怀孕生子。
Which is a virgin will be with child.
你们要给他起名叫，他必名叫以马内利。
And she will call him his name Emmanuel.
所以我们看见那个兆头所带出来的事情是非常重要的。
So we see that the things that are brought forth by a sign is very important.
在第一个那里，第一个兆头那边所说到的，就是讲到神的独生儿子要道成肉身来到世上。
The first sign talks about his only begotten son will come to this earth as a man.
那是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
在这里，神又再一次的对以色列人说，他赐给他们一个证据。
Here, God told the Israelites again that He gave them a sign.
这个证据就是那个兆头。
Which is a sign.
他说到什么事呢？
What did He say?
就是犹大家所逃脱剩余的。
The surviving remnant of the house of Judah.
人要。
Shall again.
往下扎根，向上结果。
Take root downward and bear fruit upward.
所以我们知道，在神的心意当中，这件事情是非常重要的。
So we see that in the heart of God, this is a very important matter.
在这里，旧约这边所说到的，就是指着旧约的余民。
In the Old Testament, it talks about the remnant.
就是在犹大家所逃脱剩余的。
Which is the survivors from the house of Judah.
这里所说到的余民，并不是一帮软弱失败的人。
The remnant here is not referring to a weak and frail people.
但是指着有一帮在犹大家里面有一帮的人。
There's a group of people in the house of Judah.
是少数的人。
It's in the minority.
他们虽然被掳到巴比伦去。
Even though they have been captured to Babylon.
他们虽然经过了患难。
Even though they had gone through affliction.
但他们却蒙神的保守。
But they have been kept by God.
他们向着神有一个心愿。
Toward God, they have this desire.
他们对着神的心意有一个渴慕。
They have this desire to pursue after the will of God.
所以他们愿意回到耶路撒冷，就是神心意拣选他名的所在。
And they desire to go back to Jerusalem, where He chose for His name to dwell.
所以他们就从巴比伦离开。
So they left Babylon.
他们就从世界出来。
And they separated from the world.
他们愿意回到神心意所在的耶路撒冷。
And they desire to go back to Jerusalem, where the heart of God is.
在这一帮的渔民身上。
From this remnant,
神就把他的名托付给他们。
God entrusted His name to them.
他们肩负的主的见证。
And they carried the testimony of the Lord.
就指着这一帮的人，这些从犹大家所逃脱剩余的。
And from this surviving people, the remnant from the house of God.
神说 ，again， 人要。
And God said, they shall again.
他们要往下扎根。
Take root downward.
他们要向上结果。
And bear fruit upward.
在神的心意当中，这是一件极重要的事情。
In God's desire, this is a critical issue.
为什么这里神的话说人要呢
？Why did God say it shall again?
就是他们当时的光景，他们并不是在那里，在那里是照着神的心意在那里扎根。
Because at that time they did not take root downward according to the heart of God.
当然，在他们身上也不能向上结果。
And therefore, they could not bear fruit upward.
所以主的话借着先知告诉他们。
So the word of God came to them through the prophets.
再一次。
Shall again.
这些体贴神心意的渔民。
These people, the remnant who are mindful of God's heart.
他们要向下扎根。
Shall again take root downward.
他们要向上结果。
And bear fruit upward.
这边所说的渔民，也就是在新约圣经当中所说到的得胜者。
The remnant here is referring to the overcomers in the New Testament.
这些得胜者并不是属灵的超人或者属灵的巨人。
These overcomers are not spiritual giants or supermen.
他们乃是有一帮的人。
This is a group of people.
一帮虽然经过患难，
Even though they have gone
through
affliction, they have been kept by God.
是一帮他们愿意认识神的心意、体贴神心意的人。
This group of people wants to know the will of God and they want to pursue after the will of God.
他们愿意为了神的心意，他们愿意把自己全摆上。
For the will of God, they are willing to give their all to God.
他们渴慕神的心意能够得着成就。
They desire the will of God to be accomplished.
就是这帮的人。
So this group of people,
神说他们还要往下扎根。
God said they shall again take root downward.
要叫他们向上结果。
And bear fruit upward.
我想在这往下扎根这方面，有三个方面想和弟兄姐妹一同来交通。
I'd like to fellowship you on three points for taking root downward.
第一，就是扎根在基督里。
First is to taking root in Christ Jesus.
我们读一下在哥罗西书。
Let's read Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章
Colossians 2
哥罗西书第二章第七节
Colossians 2 verse 7
我们从第六节读
Let's read from verse 6
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣就当遵他而行
Verse 6 says you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord so walk in him
在他里面生根建造信心坚固
having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith
在这里让我们看见我们不仅接受了主耶稣基督
it shows us here that not only do we have to receive the Lord Jesus
神的话要我们遵他而行
the word of the Lord tells us to walk in him
我们遵他而行呢然后呢我们要在他里面生根建造
And then we walk in him, and in him we will be firmly rooted and being built up.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
我们要扎根在基督里。
First, we have to be firmly rooted in Christ Jesus.
因为基督他能够成为我们，他是我们一切的供应。
Because Christ is all of our provision.
他是我们一切的满足。
Christ is all our satisfaction.
我们所需要的一切都是从他而来。
All we need is from Him.
所以我们的根必须要扎在主耶稣基督的里面。
So we have to be firmly rooted in the Lord Jesus.
这边讲到还要建造。
And here it also talks about being built up.
我上个主日不在我们中间。
Last Lord's Day, I was not in our midst.
但是我回来听到弟兄姐妹在祷告当中，在分享当中呢，提到了我们连长弟兄跟我们所说的劝勉的话。
But in prayers, I've heard about brothers and sisters mentioning the words that our elderly brother has exhorted us.
我们弟兄劝勉我们，我们要听见主的话，要去行。
Our elderly brother exhorted us that as we hear his word, we need to act upon it.
就像人啊，盖房子呢，盖在磐石上。
Just like a man would build his house on the rock.
这磐石就是主基督。
And this rock is the Lord Jesus Christ.
这磐石呢，是阴间的权势所不能胜过的。
So that the powers of Hades will not overcome it.
所以当我们这样子建造的时候呢，因为这个磐石它是不动摇的。
As we are building up in this manner, because this rock is not shakeable.
所以当我们经历过那雨淋水冲风吹的时候
，As we gone through the descending rain and the blowing wind,
你发现那个房子就不倒塌。
You see that this house will not fall.
所以基督是我们建造的根基。
So Christ is our foundation.
我们听到主的话，我们就遵行。
As we hear the Lord's word and we act upon them.
我们就把我们这个建造的工程呢，就建造在这个磐石上。
Then we're building up in this rock.
就我们不会经过环境的冲击
，even though we have been tested by the environment，
也不至于倒塌。
We will not fall down.
像我们在基督磐石上所建造的这个房子。
It's just like the house that is building on the foundation rock.
能够存到永远。
That we can endure forever.
另外扎根在基督里，另外还有一件事。
There's another matter about being firmly rooted in Christ.
就是要住在基督里。
Which is to dwell in Christ.
我们看一下约翰福音第十五章。
Let's look at John 15.
约翰福音十五章第四节。
John 15 verse 4。
约翰福音十五章第四节，主的话说：“你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。”
Abide in me, and I in you。
第六节。
Verse 6。
人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干。人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
第七节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。
Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you.
第八节，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Verse 8, by this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
所以我们看见扎根在基督里的另外一方面就是要住在主里面。
So we see another aspect of taking root, firmly rooted in Christ, which is to abide in Christ.
这边中文讲到说常在我里面，常在我里面，英文翻译就更好，就讲到说住在我里面。
In the Chinese translation of verse 4, it says that constantly be in me.
住在主里面是非常重要一件事情。
To abide in the Lord is a very important thing.
他能够叫我们这一些属神的人整个改变。
So all of us who belong to God can be totally changed.
我们知道写约翰福音的作者那个使徒约翰。
We know that John wrote the Gospel of John.
他原本是施洗约翰的门徒。
He used to be a disciple of the John the Baptist.
有一天他师父让他看见了那神的羔羊。
One day, his teacher showed him the Lamb of God.
他就去找主耶稣。
So John sought after Jesus.
他问了跟主耶稣有一些简单的对话。
And he had a simple dialogue with the Lord Jesus.
然后就问主耶稣说：“夫子在哪里住？”
And he asked the Jesus, teacher, where do you live?
然后那天呢，他就与主耶稣同住了。
And that day, he started to live with the Lord Jesus.
他与主耶稣同住之后呢？
After he abided with the Lord,
门徒约翰就改变了。
The apostle John has been changed.
他去告诉他的朋友。
And he went to tell his friends.
这是我们遇见的弥赛亚。
He said that we've met the Messiah.
所以当我们住在基督里的时候
，as we abide in Christ，
叫我们越来越认识我们的主。
We will know our Lord more and more.
能够认识他是那位受膏者。
And we will see that He is the Anointed One.
他是那位君王。
And He is the King.
所以在这里呢，约翰福音第十五章这里主的话呢，有特别我们要注意的两个重点。
There are two important points that we need to pay attention in John 15.
第一，主耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
First, he said that he is the true vine.
他说我父是栽培的人。
And my father is the vine dresser.
他也告诉我们说，我们都是这葡萄树上的枝子。
And he also tells us that we are all branches out of this vine.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
当我们接受主耶稣的时候
，When we receive the Lord Jesus，
我们就被接在这个葡萄树上。
We've been crafted to this vine.
我们是这葡萄树的枝子，这个事实是不能改变的。
It is a fact that we are branches of this vine.
但主在这里呢，他告诉我们一件事。
But the Lord tells us one thing.
因为第四节主说你们要。
Because verse 4 says, abide.
Yeah, 那个英文中文比较好哈，中文说你们要。
In the Chinese it says that do so.
意思就是说呢，有些人呢不要。
Which means that somebody do not do so.
但主告诉我们说你们要。
But the Lord says do this.
第六节说人若。
And verse 6 it says if anyone.
意思就是说虽然我们是他的枝子。
It says that even though we are his branches.
但是我们如果呢我们如果住在他里面
，But if we abide in him，
意思就是说，有一些人呢，我们就不愿意住在他里面。
Which also means that there are some people who do not desire to abide in him。
这是跟我们有切身关系的。
This is critically connected to us。
这是我们必须要做的选择。
This is a choice we have to make。
虽然神爱我们，救了我们。
Even though God loved us and has saved us,
他改变我们，叫我们成为他的枝子。
He changed us into his branch.
但在这里呢，主让我们看见，我们还有一个选择，是我们必须要负责任的。
But the Lord also shows us a choice that we have to be held accountable for.
就是我们要不要住在他里面。
Which is whether we want to abide in him.
他说，若我们住在他里面。
And if we abide in him.
所以在我们看，在这里看见，我们实在是求主帮助我们。
We can see here that the Lord really has to help us here.
就我们看见扎根在我们的主里面。
So that we can be firmly rooted in the Lord.
就我们住在他里面。
That we can abide in Him.
你发现啊，我们就在我们身上呢，就结出许多果子了。
And then you can discover that you will bear much fruit.
就能够叫父神得荣耀。
And so that the Father will be glorified.
叫人也看见我们是主的见证。
And that people will also see that we're the testimony of the Lord.
扎根，往下扎根，第二方面。
There's a second aspect of taking root downward.
扎根在主的话里。
Which is to be firmly rooted in the Word of God.
今天我们之所以能够认识这位荣耀的神。
Today, the reason why we can know this glorious God.
我们能够认识我们的主耶稣基督。
And we can know this glorious Christ Jesus.
我们能够明白圣灵的工作。
We can understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
所有关乎神的事情都是透过神的话语，这本圣经。来向我们启示。
Everything is conveyed through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit.
同姐妹，你对于神所说的话的态度是如何呢
？Brothers and sisters, what is your attitude toward the Word of God?
你们相信这本圣经都是神所默示的吗
Do you believe that all words are inspired by God?
你们相信这本圣经所说的都是真实的吗
？Do you believe that everything in this Bible is true?
这个世界有许多的虚谎在那里冲击我们。
In this world, there are many lies that are surrounding us.
不仅世人他们不相信圣经神所说的话。
Not only does the people of the world does not believe in the word of God.
就连神的儿女们当中也受了这世界灵的影响。
Even some of the children of God has been influenced by the spirit of the world.
在神的话里头，我们如何扎根呢
？So how do we take root downward in the word of God?
当然，第一，我们必须相信整本圣经都是神所说的。
First, we have to believe that everything in the Bible is spoken by God.
而神所说的都是绝对的对。
And everything He says is absolutely right.
我们或许暂时不明白。
Perhaps for now we do not understand.
我们或许信心好像够不上。
Maybe our faith could not enable us to do certain things.
但是我们必须相信这本圣经是完全的对的。
But we have to believe that everything in this Bible is absolutely right.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在今天所谓的一个神新神学的一个思想。
There's this thought of new theology.
或是有一种在所谓的那个啊，就是正面的一个 positive thinking.
Or another way of positive thinking.
他们如何来看这本圣经呢
？And how do they view this Bible?
他们在解释主耶稣喂饱五千人那个神迹的时候。
As they explain this miracle of Jesus feeding 5,000.
弟兄姐妹，你相信吗
？Do you believe it?
你相信主耶稣能够借着五饼二鱼能喂饱五千个男人还有许多的妇女和小孩吗
Do you believe that Jesus can use five loaves and two fish to feed 5,000 men and many women and children?
我相信我们脑袋我们都相信
I think in our mind we believe.
但在你真正的内心的深处你相信主能够做那样的事吗
But in the deepest part of your heart, do you believe that the Lord can do such things?
在今天我们这个时代当中
In the generation we are in
他们如何来有一些人如何解释那段的圣经呢
How some people would interpret this passage in the Bible
他们就说其实那一天啊但有一半的人呢是有带午餐的、
On that day half of the people actually brought their lunch
但是呢一半的人有带一半人没带呢还是不够
Half of them brought lunch and half of them did not bring lunch but it's still not enough food
所以主耶稣讲了一篇道
So Jesus preached a sermon.
那篇道呢，就鼓励呢，你要爱你的邻舍。
And Jesus preached a sermon to love your neighbor.
你要有的呢，你要分给那没有的。
If you have something, you have to share with somebody who don't have it.
他们都是用主的话。
They are all using the word of God.
然后呢，激励了这些有带食物的人。
And they encouraged the people who had food.
叫他们呢有一个 positive thinking.
And so that they had positive thinking.
然后呢，他们就把愿意把他们的所带的饭食呢，就分给那没有的。
So they shared their lunch with the people who did not bring lunch.
所以呢，啊，五千人都吃饱了。
Therefore, 5,000 people were fed.
他们就说，其实主耶稣不是用五饼二鱼呢喂饱五千人，而是呢，就是两千个人的食物呢，就喂饱了五千个人。
So it is not that Jesus fed the 5,000 people with five loaves and two fish, but he used half of lunch from 2,000 people to feed 5,000 people.
你们我们听了是不是觉得很可笑
？Don't you think that this is laughable?
但你能够想象，有许多的神的儿女们，他们就接受这样的教导。
But can you imagine many children of God actually accept this kind of teaching?
他们对神的话语没有办法绝对的相信。
They cannot absolutely believe in the word of God.
今天时间不够，像那个起初神创造天地这件事。
I don't have enough time, but as to God's creation.
许多许多的人没有办法能够接受这样的一件事情。
Many people cannot accept this.
他们说没有证据。
They said that there's no evidence.
但是盼望在我们中间，我们对神的话语，神所说的每一句话，我们都简单的相信。
But I hope that in our midst, we would have simple faith for every single word that God said in this Bible.
就神的话，它是完全的正确，绝对的对的。
The word of God is absolutely correct and absolutely true.
那我们在神的话语里头呢，我们在几个方面来扎根呢
？And we can also take root downward in His word in several aspects.
我想第一就是在十字架的道。
First is to take root in the word of the cross.
在哥林多前书那里，保罗告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul told us.
在神的话语里头，有一件很重要的事情，就是十字架的道理。
There's a very important thing in the word of God, which is the word of the cross.
感谢主，今天早晨我们的敬拜赞美当中，让我们看见、认识到那十字架的真意。
We thank the Lord that in this table meeting today, we can see the true meaning of the cross.
但是这个十字架的道呢，却是被世人所藐视。
However, the word of the cross is said to the world foolishness.
这世界的智慧叫人呢拒绝藐视十字架的道。
The wisdom of this world teaches the people in the world to despise the word of the cross.
这世界的智慧在人的心里头呢，影响人认为十字架呢是软弱的，是羞辱的。
The wisdom of the world affect people's mind and heart to think that the cross is weak and frail.
叫人鄙视十字架
So that we can look down on the cross.
甚至连神的儿女们当中都拒绝十字架
Even among the children of God, they reject the cross.
我们愿意得着主的恩典
We desire to get the grace of God.
但是我们看十字架的道是为愚拙的，是为软弱的。
However, we treat the word of God as foolishness and weakness.
世界的智慧在那里影响人心。
And the wisdom of this world affect the minds of the people.
更可怕的，世界的灵在那里影响神的儿女。
And more frighteningly, the spirit of the world affects the children of God.
世界的灵在神的儿女们心中，在那里放下谎言。
And the spirit of the world put down lies in the hearts of the children of God.
叫人拒绝十字架。
So that the people reject the good and pleasing will of the cross.
叫人抵挡圣灵在我们身上的工作。
So that men would oppose the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以我们必须在十字架的道上来扎根。
So we have to take root downward in the word of the cross.
感谢主在过去这些年在我们中间主实在是对我们说了许多十字架的真理。
We thank the Lord that in all these past years,God has uttered many, many messages on the cross.
愿在这新的一年当中，我们不仅听到。
In this new year, may we not just hear the word.
我们也愿意来遵行。
That we would also act upon it.
愿意让十字架在我们身上来做更深的工作。
So that the cross can do its deeper work in us.
好像我们能够在主十字架的话语上面，我们也能够往下扎根。
So that we would take root downward in the word of the cross.
在神的话语扎根上面，第二点。
The second aspect about taking root downward in his word,
就是那忍耐的道
which is the word of perseverance.
我们再读一处经文，在启示录第三章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这是 主对腓拉铁非教会所说的话。
These are the words said by the Lord to the Church of Philadelphia.
他说你既遵守我忍耐的道我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world.
我上个主日在那个冬令会当中听到一个见证。
I heard a testimony in the winter conference last Lord's Day.
有位在浙江的弟兄。
There's a brother in the province of Zhejiang in China.
他在文化大革命当中，因着信仰的缘故被下放到劳改营。
Because of his belief, during the Cultural Revolution, he was sent to the labor camps.
他为主受了许多的苦。
He has suffered much for the Lord.
但在那里敌对他的人对他说。
People who opposed him said to him,
只要你否认你的主
As long as you deny the Lord, your Lord,
你就马上可以回家和你的妻儿团圆。
You could be going home to see your wife and children, as soon as possible.
他们也给他其他的机会。
And they also gave him a lot of other opportunities.
只要你供出你其他的那些弟兄姐妹的名单，你也就可以回家。
If you just divulge the names of other brothers and sisters, you could go home.
但是我们的弟兄为了主的缘故，他坚守那忍耐的道。
But our brother, because of the Lord, he kept on to this word of perseverance.
他在那劳改营当中。
In the labor camp.
他什么事都做。
He did everything.
再苦的事情，再累的事情，他都愿意做。
The hardest job, everything he did.
但是他就是拒绝否认主的名。
But he did not want to deny the name of the Lord.
他也拒绝把弟兄姐妹的名单说出来。
He also refused to divulge the names of brothers and sisters.
当他在那劳改营当中。
And in the labor camps.
他的妻儿在山区里头。
His wife was in the mountain.
为了要养活几个孩子。
And because she had to feed the children.
他的妻子这位姐妹呢就必须要每天早上天还没亮就爬翻山越岭去捡柴。
The sister had to climb over mountains and hills to collect sticks.
因为她必须要在早上那个市集开始有人来的时候呢，她必须要能够把柴能够带到那个地方去，能够卖给人赚一点钱。
And so that she could sell these sticks before the opening of the markets to sell to other people to gain money.
好养活他们一家。
So that she could let the children survive.
因为不能太晚去市集。
She could not delay her visit to the market.
姐妹就要很早很早起来。
So our sister had to rise very early.
在那黑夜在深山里头去捡柴。
In the darkness, she had to look for these sticks.
然后又翻山越岭到市集里头来卖这些柴。
And she also had to climb through mountains to sell these sticks.
经过一切的日子。
After many time.
姐妹的身体就吃不消了。
Our sister's body suffered.
就生病。
And she fell sick.
后来就死了。
And then she passed away.
这个姐妹就是累死了。这姐妹就是累死。
This sister died from exhaustion.
当她的弟兄还在劳改营的时候，为着坚守主的道，她在那里不愿意否定主。
And her husband was in labor camp trying to kept to the word of the Lord.
当我们弟兄后来经过几十年以后，也被放出来了。
After decades, our brother was also released.
他知道过去他们妻子和他孩子们所经过的事情。
He also heard about what his wife and children have suffered.
当他要离世与主的之前
，as he was leaving the world to be with the Lord,
告诉他周围的人
，he told everybody around him,
他说主的十字架是甘甜的。
The cross of the Lord is sweet.
感谢主，他保守了我们的弟兄和他的一家。
We thank the Lord that he has kept our brother and his family.
他们能够遵守那主忍耐的道。
They could keep the word of his perseverance.
主就保守他们。
And the Lord has kept them.
在炎夏之日。
And in the heat of the summer.
在那风暴来临的时候。
And when the storms come.
他们能够扎根。
And they could take root downward.
他们能够站立得住。
And they can stand firm.
他们能够进到主的荣耀里。
And they can get into the glory of the Lord.
还有一个。在扎根在主的话语里头，乃是讲到见证的道。
And then there's another aspect about taking root downward in His Word, which is the word of His testimony.
我们知道弟兄胜过他是靠着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
We know that they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and their testimony.
当我们扎根在主见证的话语里头
，as we take root in the Word of God,
我们站稳了
，we stand firm.
主就能够从我们身上显出他自己的见证。
And the Lord can manifest His own testimony in us.
如果我们记得在新约初期教会，那斯提凡被带到那公会的面前。
We remember that in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, where Stephen was brought before the synagogue.
在那里，斯提凡做一个见证。
And Stephen made a testimony.
他把以色列的历史告诉了他们。
He told everybody about the history of Israel.
他让以色列人看见神是如何的爱了以色列。
He let the people know how God has loved the Israelites.
如何保守了以色列
？And how God has kept the Israelites.
如何带领了以色列
？And how He has led the Israelites.
把那个历史告诉他们。
He told them the history.
当在讲那段历史的当中，以色列在那个公会当中没有一个人啊是不服气的。
But when he was mentioning this history, no one in the synagogue could restrain their temper.
当他后来他要做了一个见证的时候。
At the end, when he was making a testimony,
他见证这位神把他的儿子把那义者赐给了他们。
He also testified that God has given them the righteous one, His Son.
就是神将他怀里的独生子主耶稣赐给了以色列。
That God has given His only begotten Son to Israel.
但是那义者来了，他们却把他给杀害了。
But when the righteous one came, they killed him.
当斯提凡在那里做这样的见证的时候。
As Stephen was making this testimony,
我们看见那公会整个中犹太教里头的人都疯狂了一样。
We see that everybody in the synagogue had gone crazy.
他们就一涌而上，就用石头把斯提凡给打死。
They rushed in and stoned Stephen to death.
真感谢主，在斯提凡被打死之前，他看见天开了。
But we thank God that before Stephen was stoned to death, he saw the heaven opened.
他看见人子站在父宝座的旁边。
He saw the Son of Man standing next to the Father's throne.
他知道他的灵魂要进到荣耀里去了。
He knew that his spirit will go into glory.
这是斯提凡所持守的见证。
This is the testimony that Stephen has kept.
那我们说这个见证是何等的荣耀，何等的有能力。
And this testimony is so glorious and is full of power.
但在那个在当时呢，在那个场合当中呢，有个少年人叫扫罗的也在那里。
And in the midst, there was a youth called Saul in there.
那我们会想说，这个少年人扫罗啊，他心也是爱神的。
We see that this youth Saul also loved God.
他虽然没有得着启示啊，但他心是向着神。
Even though he did not have revelation, but his heart was toward the God.
当在旁边，他听见了斯提凡所说的每一句话。
He was there, and he heard everything that Stephen said.
他听见了以色列人如何把那义者给杀了。
He heard how the Israelites had killed the righteous one.
我们或许想说，这少年人扫罗啊，他或许会有点改变。
We thought that maybe this youth Saul would have some change.
不错，这扫罗的确改变。
Truly, the youth Saul had changed.
他变得怎么样呢？
What has he changed into?
他变得疯狂了。
He turned into lunacy.
他极力的要来迫害，要杀害这些基督徒。
He persecuted the Christians with all his might.
他跟祭司长拿了他的那个命令。
He got the order from the chief priests.
他去捉拿这一切信奉这道的人。
He wanted to capture all the one who is believing in this way.
当他要到大马色的路上。
And on his way to Damascus,
主从天上大光来向他说话。
And there was a bright light from heaven, and God spoke to him.
主对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
这个时候，扫罗真的改变。
And at that point, Saul truly changed.
原本是一个不需要爱的一个人。
Previously, he was someone who did not need love.
因为这扫罗呢，他出身很好。
Because the Saul was born in a good family.
他是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
He was the Hebrew of Hebrews.
他受了最好的教育。
He had the best education.
他律法他都遵守了。
He has obeyed all the laws.
他向着神的心也是那样的一个真。
And he was zealous toward the Lord.
他愿意为神做一切的事。
He was willing to do everything for God.
他在犹太教当中是明日之星。
In Judaism, he was the rising star.
就像2008年美国的奥巴马一样。
He was like Obama in the year 2008.
整个犹太教就看着这个扫罗啊，将来就不得了了。
The whole Judaism would regard Saul highly.
那扫罗他是一个他不需要人的怜悯，不需要人的爱的一个人。
But Saul did not leave any mercy or love from men.
但在大马色的路上，当主对他说话，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
However, when the Lord spoke to him on the way to Damascus, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
在那里主的话是那样的温柔。那样的充满了慈爱。
And the word of the Lord was full of loving kindness and mercy.
就把这样的一个保罗，把这样的一个扫罗呢，就改变了。
So he changed Saul.
扫罗他认识到他是何等可怜瞎眼的一个人。
So Saul realized what a deplorable wretched soul he was.
他也从那句主对他所问的那句话，他体会到主是何等的爱了他。
And from the question the Lord posed to him, he understood how much the Lord has loved him.
主没有用铁杖啊，一杖就给他打下去。
The Lord didn't deal with him with a heavy hand.
主也没有那个降罚在他身上，叫他生病。
And the Lord did not punish him with illness.
主却问他，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
But the Lord asked him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
就是这样的爱，就把扫罗整个人给降服了。
So it is this love that totally render Saul as prisoner.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
当扫罗后来眼睛看不见了。
When Saul was blinded later.
神就差派了亚拿尼亚。
God sent Ananias.
一位基督徒。
He's a Christian.
去找扫罗。
To look for Saul.
找着了。
He found him.
他做了一件事。
He did one thing.
他说了一句话。
And he said something.
他先把他的手按在扫罗的身上。
He laid his hands on Saul.
就你们这不像是我们平常受浸的时候哈，我们弟兄姐妹我们按手。
This is not like laying upon hands in baptismal meetings.
如果没忘记的话，这个扫罗啊，他是要来杀害、要来残害基督徒的人。
If you remember, the Saul was going to persecute and hurt the Christians.
这位扫罗是要来杀那个亚拿尼亚这个人。
This Saul was going to kill Ananias.
但是我们看见。当亚拿尼亚把他的手按在保罗身上的时候
，But we see that when as Ananias laid his hands on Saul，
他对他说：“兄弟扫罗。
”And he said to him, "Brother Saul."
我相信那个爱再一次的把扫罗给征服了。
I think at that time, the love really totally captured Saul.
就是主的爱，神的爱叫扫罗改变。
It is the love of the Lord and the love of God totally changed Saul.
使他成为原本是一个不需要爱的人。
Previously, he was someone who did not need love.
他后来成为一个充满爱的人。
Now he's a man filled with love.
他为了以弗所的教会三年里头流泪，为了教会在那里劝勉祷告。
For the church of Ephesus, for 3 years, he was crying and exhorting the church in Ephesus.
他在哥林多前书第十三章那边告诉我们
，In First Corinthians 13, he also said，
他说凡事包容， 凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Bears everything, believes everything, and hopes in everything.
我们说怎么可能有这样的事？
We say that how could this be?
你们当你们读那句话的时候，你们相信吗
？When you read that, do you believe that?
你们相信凡事都能够包容吗
？Do you believe that you can bear all things?
你相信凡事我们都相信吗
？Can you believe all things?
别人都可以改变。
Everybody else can change.
就是我的配偶是不可能改变。
But my spouse cannot change.
别人都可以改变。
Everybody else can be changed.
就是我这个弟兄这个姐妹整天跟我作对的这个弟兄他不会改变。
But this brother who opposes me all the time and this sister cannot be changed.
我们常常失去盼望。
A lot of times we have lost hope.
但主的话说凡事盼望。
But the word of God says hopes all things.
凡事忍耐。
Bears all things.
为什么保罗他能够说这样的 一段话呢
？How could Paul say this passage?
他在那里不是讲一个空泛的一个道理而已。
He is not just mentioning some theory.
那是因为他经历到主的爱如何的改变了他。
Because he has experienced how the love of God has changed him.
所以他明白了。
Therefore, he understood.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
他明白了爱永不失败。
And love will never make a mistake.
他知道他做见证说这样的爱能够改变这样的一个扫罗。
He made a testimony that this love can change such a Saul.
他知道这样的爱能够叫扫罗这样的一个人能够变成在主面前这样蒙恩的一个人。
This love can change such a Saul into someone who has been so blessed before the Lord.
所以他可以写下这段话劝勉我们。
So he can write this passage to exhort us.
凡事包容，凡事相信。凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
爱永不失败。
Love will never make a mistake.
所以我们看见，我们必须要扎根在神的话里。
So we see that we have to take root downward in the Word of God.
第三点，我很快提一下，我们还要扎根在神的爱里。
Also, I'm going to quickly mention that we have to take root downward in the love of God.
这边我已经稍微提到了。
I've already mentioned a little bit.
我想最后愿意借着启示录当中，一个教会的一个情形，来与弟兄姐妹共勉，在这一年当中，我们如何的来往下扎根，来向上结果。
And I also like to use one of the churches in Revelation to encourage you to take root downward and to bear fruit upward.
我们先读启示录第二章
Revelation chapter 2
第四节
verse 4
主的话说然而有一件事我要责备你就是你把起初的爱心离弃了
But I have this against you that you have left your first love
所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的并要悔改行起初所行的事
Remember therefore from where you have fallen and repent and do the deed you did at first
你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
And, or else I'm coming to you, and you will remove your lampstand out of his place unless you repent.
在这里，以弗所教会，他们有向着主有好的行为，也劳碌，也忍耐。
And here the church of Ephesus has deeds, and they have toiled, and they have persevered.
他们为了主的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And for the word of God, they have toiled and did not feel weary.
但是他们离弃了起初的爱。
However, they have left their first love.
他们怎么离弃了起初的爱呢
？And how did they leave their first love?
主给叫他们要悔改哈，然后要行起初所行的事。
The Lord told them to repent and do the deeds at the first.
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章告诉我们。
The Lord tells us in John 14 and 15.
有了我的命令就遵守的这人就是爱我
if you have my commandments and you keep them you are the ones who love me
弟兄姐妹我们爱主吗
Brothers and sisters do we love the Lord
主的话非常简单
The words of the Lord are simple
有了我的命令
If you have my commandments
就遵守
And you keep them
这人就是爱我
You are those who love me
主说他和父呢也要来向爱他的人显现
And the word of the Lord also says that he will show himself to the one who loves him
叫我们能够活在主的面前
So that we can live before the Lord
主又说那爱我的就必遵守我的命令
And the Lord also says that he who loves me will keep my commandments
你们在这新的一年
And in this new year,
主问我们，我们爱他吗？
The Lord is asking us, do we love him?
主说，你们若爱我，
The Lord says, if you love me,
就遵守我的命令，
you will keep my commandments.
主说，我与父要与你们同住，
And now, the Father and I will make our abode with you.
感谢主给我们这么简单的一条道路。
We thank the Lord that he has given us such a simple way.
如果我们已经离开这条道路，
If we have already departed from this way,
圣灵在提醒我们要悔改。
The Holy Spirit reminds us again to repent.
我们要行起初所行的事。
We have to do the deeds as at first.
就是有了主的命令又遵守。
Which is to have his word and to keep his commandments.
在启示录第三章。
In Revelation chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这段是圣灵对腓拉铁非教会说的话。
This is words said by the Holy Spirit to the church in Philadelphia.
第八节说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。也曾遵守我的道。
I know your deeds, and you have a little power, and you've kept my word.
这边说到腓拉铁非教会并不是一个很大、很庞大的教会。
So this church in Philadelphia is not a mega church.
不是 mega church, 对。他们不是很大的力量的。
They do not have much power.
他只略有一点力量。
They only have a little power.
但是呢，他们却靠着主的恩典呢，遵守主的道。
But by the grace of God, they've kept his word.
没有弃绝主的名。
And they have not denied his name.
第十节主的话继续说，你既遵守我忍耐的道。
And verse 10 says, because you have kept the word of my perseverance.
主就说，他应许说，在普天下人受试炼的时候，要保守你，免去你的试炼。
So the word of Lord says that he promised them to keep them from the hour of testing.
姐妹，在过去这一两年，我们看见这世代，这世界是何等在改变。
In this past year and two, we see that the world has been changing rapidly.
我们看见普天下受试炼的日子实在是越来越近了。
We see that indeed the day of affliction for the world is coming soon.
那主跟我们说要遵守他忍耐的道。
The Lord tells us to keep the word of his perseverance.
他就保守我们免去我们的试炼。
And he will keep us from the hour of testing.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
他说得胜的。
He who overcomes.
简单来讲就是有了主的命令又遵守的。
Which means that those people who have his commandments and keep them.
主说我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
The word of the Lord says, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
做柱子什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be a pillar?
主说我要将神的名，我要将神的名和我神臣的名，并我的心名都写在他上面。
Which means I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, and the new Jerusalem and my new name on him.
弟兄姐妹，神要把他的名字写在这个柱子上。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to write that name on this pillar.
神城的名。
The name of his city.
这个城就是那新耶路撒冷的圣城。
And this is the new Jerusalem.
神要把这个神城的名呢，也要写在这个柱子上。
The Lord wants to write the name of this new Jerusalem on this pillar.
还要把主自己的新名也要写在这柱子上。
And he also wants to write his new name on this pillar.
重点在这新的一年开始。
In the beginning of this new year,
主在把他这样的一个简单的话语赐给我们。
God has given us a simple word.
主要我们听见他的话又遵守。
God wants us to hear his word and act upon it.
不仅他要向我们显现。
Not only would he reveal himself to us,
他要与我们同住。
He will also make his abode with us.
他要使我们成为神殿中的柱子。
He will also make us become the pillar in his temple.
他叫我们成为他在地上的见证。
So that we become the testimony on this earth.
他将荣耀神的名，将神圣城的名，将主的新名都要写在这个写在我们身上。
So that the glorious name of the Lord, the name of this new city and his new name will be written on this pillar.
叫我们成为他的见证
，so that we become his testimony，
成为他荣耀的见证
，become his glorious testimony。
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the word bless the word of God。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together。
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you。
主，你向着我们的心意是何等的美好。
You have such a good intention toward us。
主，你在我们身上的恩召是有何等荣耀的指望。
You have such glorious hope when you called us。
主，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。
We thank you because you loved us。
你就很久的忍耐。
Your love is long suffering。
又有恩慈。
And it's gracious。
主，你一次一次的向我们说话。
You spoke to us over and over again。
主，你说了再说。
You speak and speak and speak。
主，你说了还要说。
And you speak and speak and speak。
主，你何等盼望我们能够有一点的回应。
How you desire to have a little response from us.
你何等盼望我们听见的人都能够来遵守你的话语。
So that we who hear can act upon your word.
好像我们在地上能够满足你的心意。
So that on this earth we can satisfy your heart.
好像你在地上能够得着一帮人，能够成为你的见证。
So that you can gain a people on this earth who can become your testimony.
主，我们承认我们不是有力量的一帮人。
We admit to you that we are not people with power.
我们实在是只有一点点的力量。
We truly only have a little power.
但主啊，我们的心是向着你。
But our hearts are toward you.
我们愿意你能够得着我们。
We desire for you to gain us.
我们愿意你能够把我们栽在那生命水的旁边。
We desire to be planted by the river of the water of life.
主，像那叶子不枯干的那棵树。
With a tree that has leaf that does not wither.
主，能够按时结果子。
That it would yield us fruit in the season.
主，叫你得着享受，得着满足。
So that you can get enjoyment and satisfaction.
主，我们也感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主，你说你要把你的名。你臣的名，你的新名要写在我们身上。
That you will write your name and the name of the city and your new name on us.
主，这是何等荣耀的大事。
This is such a great glorious matter.
主，但是我们说，愿你的旨意成就。
And we say that may your will be done.
愿你在我们中间能够得着你的见证。
May you gain testimony in our midst.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督。